All right, I hit record just like that. I need a sound test because we're doing this quick. Can you yodel or something?
Sound test.
That's pretty good. Studio. Oh. Hey, can you hear that music okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 64th episode of JBC. That's as many episodes as there are squares on a chessboard. That means you could use our episodes as notation if you were wanting to record a chess game. Like, you wanted to go pawn to king four, you would just look up whatever number. Let's see, that's 3 times 8 is 24 plus 5 is 29. Episode 29. Job, what's episode 29? Off the top of your head, go.
No, I'm shutting you down. That's a bad idea.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's still our 64th episode. And
no, you put me on the spot, and I don't know what the fuck that episode was about.
I'm going to look it up here real quick. Music fades out, and we get rolling. How's it going, Joe?
It just occurred to me that like, trying to somehow notate a chess game with our episodes, you're almost guaranteed to lose that chess game.
Probably, yeah. But if the other guy is doing it too, he would win, or she. You know what would be a really interesting chess game to watch, I think? I think a really interesting chess game to watch would be 1990s Beck versus 2009 Michael Cera. Because they look exactly the same.
Yeah, I got that. It took me just a second, and I was like, hey, they look alike.
Yeah.
It's true.
When we were getting set up here, I was watching videos. I was listening to The Devil's Haircut in my mind. And I was like, Michael Cera could play Beck if Michael Cera stopped aging right now and Beck needed to be portrayed in a movie. I have no idea what Beck does or what he's up to.
No, oh my God, the timing is perfect. All we have to do, all they need to do, is make a Beck movie now. It's the time is right for a Beck movie. Let's hear the story of Beck and let's have the actor chosen.
Yeah.
Michael Cera. It's perfect.
I think, like, I'm watching.
They just can't wait. You're right. They can't wait any longer.
No. Michael Cera's going to get old and then that'll be that. I have no idea. Like, maybe Beck looks the same now.
Michael Cera's going to be old. He's much younger than us. But anyway, I cut you off. What'd you say?
I said maybe Beck looks the same now as he. No, he doesn't. I just looked him up. Okay. So
he look like fucking Willie Nelson?
Yeah. He looks exactly.
Time moves fast.
Wow. How did you know? You nailed it. No, actually, you know who he looks like? He looks like my two houses ago. He looks like my neighbor, Dave. Yeah. My neighbor, Dave, after Michael Cera plays young Beck, my neighbor, Dave, can play older Beck.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're setting it all up. You hear that, Ian? Ian's met Dave. Oh, no, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
Ian doesn't know who the fuck you're talking about.
No.
This one's for you, Beck.
Yeah. Oh. I like it. Beck just seems to me to be one of those guys.
Beer of the evening.
Oh, I'm going to drink one, too. Let's hear. Here's a toast. A toast to is either Beck, Michael Cera, or my neighbor, Dave. Which one?
Neighbor Dave.
Here's to you, neighbor Dave. Who is, by the way, down with the brown. He, too, married a woman of an alternate ethnicity. I don't know if that's important, but what a world we live in.
Good. Damn it. Yeah, it's progressive.
One of the things I like about Beck is he looks like a guy who just doesn't give a fuck. Like, he's just walking around wearing his red leather jacket and his cowboy hat, carrying a boombox, and he's just like, yeah, I'm Beck.
You know what I always liked about Beck? He doesn't just look like he doesn't give a fuck. He sounds like he doesn't give a fuck.
He sounds
like
he doesn't
give a fuck. Not like in interviews, but like his albums. Like, yeah. Mellow Gold, it's some sort of pure expression of, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But a pure one, not a shitty one. That's a good album. But, I mean, he really just let loose.
You know what?
I mean, lyrically and sonically and everything else. No, I'm not talking shit about Beck.
No.
Love Beck.
All the Cleese. You know what would be an actually a more interesting chess game would be Beck versus Prince before Prince died, because Prince also, he seems to me to be this guy who's just, he would sit there at the chessboard and he'd be like, you know, just, I'm going to move this piece. And Beck would be like, well, fine, I'm going to move this piece. And they would just do that for an hour. And then people were like, who won? And both of them would go, I don't know.
Neither of them would truly care.
They don't give a fuck, no. And then people would like look at that chess game and go, okay, the notation is weird because for some reason it says Vulging Banes. Oh, yeah, that's the JBC notation system. Oh, that's Pawn to King 4. Okay. Yeah, this is the most brilliant
Vulging
game
Banes?
Of chess.
What episode is that?
That's episode 29.
Very good.
This is the most brilliant game of chess we've ever seen in our life. This is amazing. Beck, Prince, will you play another one? Nah.
Well, remember, and you... Beck, we've already said, doesn't give a fuck. He would play the game and maybe get distracted. Prince wins, and Prince kind of like does a little squeal of victory, like, ah! and then Beck just looks at it, and Beck looks at it and goes, looks like I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
And then Michael Cera would show up and say, yeah, I didn't know if you should have moved the rook instead of the knight. Anyway, that was my stupid Michael Cera impression.
Actually, I was getting into it there.
Were you? Okay. Maybe he'll come back on a future episode. So, Joe, what are you drinking?
Can you do an ad in Michael Cera?
I will do that. I'm going to make myself a note. Michael, guess Michael. How do you spell Michael? M-A-E-L with a C-R-A? I made a zine once.
These are the questions you need to ask. How do you spell the motherfucker's name? Yeah. And then you'll have to figure out an impersonation, impression.
You've heard of zines. You know what a zine is, right? Zine.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like a magazine.
I made a zine once, and it had all kinds of stuff in it, and it featured Michael Cera. It was the Michael Cera issue. It was the first one, but I called it like issue 18 or something. And it was the Michael Cera issue. I'll show
that
it to you sometime.
That seems almost comedic.
Oh, it was very comedic, yeah.
Yeah. But I was going to say, if you got to go all the way like, this guy's brilliant and I'm fucking serious, or you have to swing that pendulum the other direction, I think Michael Cera would prefer.
I think he would prefer that. I think
he's got a strong sense of humor.
Yeah. I feel like if I ever met Michael Cera, it would be like, Michael Cera, dude, you're awesome. He's like, yeah, thanks, because I didn't know. And then I would be like, shut up.
Well, you know what? I think that's what he's good at playing. You know, like when he played George Michael.
Yeah.
And he was really young. Like, damn, that's an impressive performance. But I just want to say, I've always had, now that he's, I don't know, probably when he was a teenager, he could have done this too. But I feel like if I was face to face with him, he'd probably make me feel foolish somehow. I don't know why. I just feel like he could spin things around and use sarcasm in a way where I get all tripped up on my own shit, and then I start acting genuinely like George Michael, like his character George Michael, and he just kind of looks at me like I'm an idiot.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
I feel like that could happen. I don't know that if – I don't think you'd be vulnerable to that type of thing.
No, I would be. I would totally. Totally.
I think you'd be a good – you'd be a good match in a battle of wits against Michael Cera. I think you'd do a really good job. I'd get tripped up and start saying something stupid like real quick.
No. We would not battle. It would be Jason, Mark, and Michael Cera take on the world. Did he have a movie already with Take on the World in it, in the title? Or was Versus the World? He was Scott Pilgrim Versus the World.
Yeah, yeah. That's
but we would be move. MC and JM. We'd be JMC versus the world. It would be him and me. Someone put us in one of those The Fly teleporter things, and we got melded into one person. And we're...
See, I think – oh, shit. I'm sorry. I cut you off. No, man, you almost hit a punchline there.
Almost, yeah. But I didn't have one, so it's okay. What were you going to say, brother?
Look, I'm a comedy professional, except I don't get paid. I have no training. I have no talent. But, you know, I'm really into this. And I step on your jokes whenever I can, but I don't do it on purpose.
No,
Just remember that.
It's because the the delay. Wow.
That's all, folks.
Hey. I have been drinking. Let's just radically change the subject. I wanted to ask you what you're drinking.
You haven't had a stroke in a while. I just want to call that out. Everybody that's familiar with the Strokes, not the band, but what happens to Jason on a regular basis, hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen
tonight.
Maybe this
is the first time in 2018. Welcome back, Jason's Stroke.
Because I am drinking Mountain Mama Citra Pale Ale with Altos Tequila poured into it. It's like, you know, a shot and a chaser, but it's all mixed in the same one. What is – I don't know if this is Reposado.
Maybe you're putting Altos in your beer.
Not Altos. This name right. of this tequila, though, is Altos. Tahoma,
no, I get it. I just thought of Altos, and I was thinking of, like, Mentos in Diet Coke and, like, you spraying beer on your face because you just put mints in your beer and it's fucking, like – yeah.
That's Come my on. Superpower. When it's me and Michael Cera versus the world, the bad guys are like, we're going to kill you. And I'm like, hang on a second. Give me that Diet Coke and those Mentos. Gulp, gulp, blah. And they knocked over. And it's like when Spider-Man shoots out his web, except way grosser.
Your analogy was pretty tame. I think you could have went in another direction with that. I would say – actually, let me tell you a really quick story.
Yeah.
I had a friend – and look, with the internet around, and it was around at that time, it was probably like – 8 or 9 years ago or something, I said, hey, if you put a bunch of Mentos in a 2 liter of Diet Coke, it creates a huge fountain. If you do it correctly and throw it on the ground, it rockets into the air because the fountain is, you know, pointed toward the ground. And my friend at the time, by the way, he's no longer with us, but he was a really great guy. Name is Glenn. But one of the funniest moments I ever had with Glenn was he didn't bother to look it up or give a shit. He just assumed that I was full of shit.
Yeah.
And with such conviction that he was like, let's go get some fucking Diet Coke and Mentos right now. Because I know that you're fucking with me.
He's like, calling your bluff.
He's telling me that I'm gullible and that this is some wives' tale and, you know, I'm full of shit. And I was like, this is the best day of my fucking life. This is great. Because I had already tried it. I knew that it worked. Mm-hmm. And we did the whole thing. And I was like, you know, if you're so goddamn smart, then, you know, you put a you take the cap off the Diet Coke 2 liter, you put a credit card or, you know, some sort of card there and a stack of opened Mentos and you pull the credit card out and they fall file in. You know how this works, right?
I've seen the Weezer video. I know it works. Yeah.
Right. So and then it all falls in and it's an enormous geyser.
It is.
It's impressive.
It is definitely a Peter North-esque phenomena.
Yeah. Well, my friend Glenn, in a moment of – usually he would humiliate me like you were Michael Cera, perhaps, if I ever met Michael Cera. But this time, it was so good. We went to a back alley and I said, look, this is a wives' tale. You're very confident about, you know, your understanding of this situation. So when you pull the credit card – just put your open eyeball over the fucking hole, all right? Do that for me in your conviction. Yeah. And he did.
Nice.
And I don't even have to finish the story.
You don't. That's
it
the end.
It fucked him up.
That's awesome. A couple things I want to say. First of all, you're awesome. You are to Glenn what you think Michael Cera would be to you, first of all. Which is freaking awesome. Yeah. Second of all, I loved how you used twice the phrase old wives' tale. Because I'm just picturing a bunch of old wives sitting around, like they're in rocking chairs and knitting. They're like, did you know that if you put Mentos in Diet Coke, it explodes? No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. And if you wave a spoon over a pregnant woman, you can find out what color the baby's going to be. No, that's an old wives' tale. Anyway.
Yeah, and then Grandpa Jim goes, you're full of shit, Betsy.
That's right. And he goes and he spits his tobacco juice. Ding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, we're at minute 14. I am on a super tight schedule, so I want to make sure we do everything we're supposed to do. I know there is going to be a Larco ad today and JVC News. What do you have and how should we divvy up the hour?
I've got it's kind of a continuation of something that we did with Ryan a while back, but we have I know it's been a while since there's been a montage. I don't want anybody to expect a montage, but there is going to be an arguments for cancellation. I think it's fairly compelling. Might have a little bit of fun with it. And then there is an ad, too.
Okay.
I don't want to adhere specifically to a theme, but you can, but it seems like a lot of the stuff that's going on today is meta involved.
Yes, there. Well, in barely meta. It's like half meta. It's like inverse meta.
Sub meta.
Yeah.
Para meta.
That's what it is. Tell you what. Let's.
That makes us paramedics.
Paramedics. Hey, woo woo woo. That was a siren. I don't know why. I'll do JBC news. Get that out of the way because it's stupid.
That's cool.
I can't believe we're actually required by law to do this, which is awesome because we don't do it every week, but whatever.
Yeah, no, we're breaking the law half the time.
Anyway. I'll get it over with and then we'll move on.
Move forward.
Good evening. Today is Thursday, April 26th. I'm Jason Mark, and this is JBC News. Bill Cosby has been found guilty of sexual assault in a retrial that took place in Dowerstown, Pennsylvania. The trial was originally set to take place in Philadelphia until Mr. Cosby was witnessed giving sedatives and wine to the Liberty Bell while stroking the bell's famous crack. The Golden State Killer has finally been captured after eluding police since 1986. The GSK... Yes. Or as he was previously known, the East Area Rapist, or the original Night Stalker, or the Visalia Ransacker, was revealed to be an ex-police officer named Joseph James D'Angelo. And although this is good news, there are some who are not celebrating this week as their money had been bet on the GSK being Bill Cosby. In a rant that can only be described as unhinged during an interview on Fox & Friends, Donald Trump has admitted that embattled lawyer Michael Cohen has, in fact, represented him, and specifically in matters that relate to the affair he had with Stephanie A. Gregory Clifford, also known by her porn star name Stormy Daniels, including a $130,000 non-disclosure payout. That is one fucking hell of a sentence. Jesus Christ, guys. Anyway, sorry. Mr. Cohen is also representing Trump's wife, Melania, who is seeking to pay the porn actress an additional $300 million if she'll just take Donald back. Patrick Conroy, the House of Representatives chaplain, has resigned and has done so, he alleges, at Speaker Paul Ryan's request. When asked why he forced the 60th House chaplain to leave, Ryan replied, "I saw him undressing in the locker room one day. That man has a clearly visible spine. We can't have that sort of thing in Congress." C.J. Clarkson has become the first woman in history to direct a Star Trek movie. Apparently, the ladies' room was the only place for them to boldly go where no man has gone before. A recent analysis of our solar system's seventh planet, Uranus, has shown that it is largely made up of hydrogen sulfide, chemicals that can produce an odor associated with flatulence. In a related story, all astronomy studies have been suspended for boys between the ages of 5 and 15, echoing a similar move made for courses in geography after the discovery of Lake Titicaca. An E. coli outbreak has finally been traced back to infected romaine lettuce harvested in Yuma, Arizona. More than 80 people in at least 19 states have fallen ill, suffering from bloody diarrhea, severe stomach cramps, and vomiting. The CDC has explained the reason it took so long to identify the source of the outbreak was due to there being a surge of new Carl's Jr. fast food restaurants opening nationwide. Three recent studies have concluded that eating dark chocolate can be good for your brain. This coincides with Weight Watchers Corporation's recent takeover of Mensa. Okay, we're almost done. A baby has recently been born to Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Cambridge and His Royal Highness Prince William Arthur Philip Lewis, Duke of Cambridge, Earl of Strathern, Baron Carrick Fergus, Royal Knight Companion of the Most Noble Order of the Garter. When asked for a name, the royals said they were considering His Royal Highness Prince William Arthur Philip Lewis, Duke of Cambridge, Earl of Strathern, Baron Carrick Fergus, Royal Knight Companion of the Most Noble Order of the Garter, Jr. Heavy trading on Wall Street today as U.S. stockbrokers began their exchange program with the Tomazuna stable of sumo wrestlers. For JBC News, I'm Jason Mark. Well, I'm glad that's over. That's way too long.
My lip trying not to chime in. I don't want to fuck with your flow. My God, I wanted to say so much.
I appreciate your reticence. That's not the word, but whatever. I need to talk to the news guys, though. They are – these are too long. That was 4 minutes. I need to cut this down to like two or one even, so I'll talk to them.
Well, it's – you know, you were talking about Bill Cosby and then you were talking about, oh, that's a long sentence. And I was like, I thought the sentencing was pretty you know, well-paced. I thought the sentence came through pretty quickly.
Well, I am I don't want to like brag.
See,
but
now that's a real bad joke, and thank you for not getting it.
I didn't get it at all. You'll have to explain it to me. I was ready to jump in and pretend to not brag. I was going to humble brag.
No, I mean it was a little bit separated, but I had this. Once you started talking about Bill Cosby and how he hasn't been sentenced; he's been convicted.
That's right.
Right.
He's been found
you're like,
guilty.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a long sentence. And I was like, well, you know, I feel like the sentencing for Bill Cosby, you know, was a pretty rapid process.
God okay.
Damn,
I get it.
That's,
no, that's
bad
good.
Comedy.
No, that's good. It's good. I love how you go to Ian. Oh, okay. We just got word from our studio manager that we're a little bit loud. So I'm going to bring the volume down and I'm going to speak to you in a sultry voice. Bill Cosby was found guilty, I think, of 4 counts of penetration without permission or something, and so he faces like up to 40 years of minimum sentencing, so that's good. Anywho, Joe, what are you drinking
well,
tonight?
Anyway, if he ends up having to be in prison for a really 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 long time and having to deal with the fact that I mean he is 80, and so you know, as an 80-year-old, maybe you don't have that many years to live. I'm not sure. But then, you know, this is all still the same sentence. And the sentencing at this point is pretty, pretty long.
I like how you've recovered that completely. He's 80 years old, really?
80-something.
Mr. Yeah. Pudding Pops is 80 years old?
Jesus, I'd say he's looking at death's door, but I guess he's blind. So maybe he could reach out and touch death's door.
He's blind, too? The only way he'd touch death's door if it was a pussy.
Hey, yo.
The thing this is super duper selfish, and I have been drinking a lot of alcohol, so I'm probably going to regret saying this. But the thing I hate about Bill Cosby and men of his ilk is that they really do ruin it for the rest of us. Because I'm a nice guy, right? And I'm married, so it doesn't really apply to me. But it's like you walk up to a woman and say, "Hello. I couldn't help but notice that you were drinking a beverage. I am also drinking a beverage. Perhaps we could discuss this." And she would say, like, "Well, obviously you're a rapist, so die in a fire." And then she would squirt, you know, battery acid in my face. And it's like, God damn it, Bill Cosby. Back in the day, women weren't like this, and now they are. Anyway.
The thing is, I like the Me Too movement because there's a bunch of shady shit that's been going on. And women being like, you know, fuck you for that. All you guys that did that and are doing that, fuck you. Like, I'm totally on board with that.
Absolutely.
What I don't like is, like, you know, is that, okay, well, that doesn't mean that every person that is male is some sort of scumbag. And, like, the pendulum is swinging a little bit too far in that direction.
Oh, I don't think so. I disagree.
The interpretations of some of this stuff are like they're dangerous and a little bit uncalled for. I don't like that, but I do like fuck you, Harvey Weinstein.
No, like, we've talked about this.
I know we've talked about this. I feel like it bears
repeating. We're trading women being assaulted for men being wrongly accused. If I have to choose one or the other, I'm choosing men being wrongly accused every fucking time, me included. If you tell the world I grabbed your ass, that's better than you.
Yeah, fuck it. You're right. I guess I'm a little scared, but I guess the reason why I'm scared is not because I'm fucking guilty of anything, but just once the perception of men as scumbags all the time and let's destroy them becomes the kind of theme.
Yeah.
Then, like, I'm a Taco Bell manager. There are young women, millennials there.
Yeah.
I am a white dude, and yep. I'm their manager. And if they misinterpret anything at all, I'm in danger of losing my career. That's all I'm saying. Like, and it gets a little dicey, and I'm fucking innocent. So
I think you should be scared. I think you should be scared shitless, because right now, if a woman wants to go running, she wants to go for a jog at 9 p.m., she either can't or she's got to be super duper careful and carry, you know, pepper spray. That's what I wanted to say. Pepper spray and a taser. And she's got to have her finger on the button ready. And she's super duper nervous and she can't enjoy it. And if we're going to swap that for Joe is at Taco Bell and he doesn't want to say the word taco because taco is a euphemism for vagina, then he's like, you know, hey, Lacey, I need you to make me a, you know, that corn thing with the meat in it. Oh, shit. I said meat. God damn it. Now I'm going to jail. So that's fine with me. 100%.
You know what? You know what? You just fucking convinced me.
Bobo. I can do that. Shit, where is it? No, I'm not going to do it. Hey, we're at minute 25. Joe, do you want to talk about something funny instead of what I've been ranting about?
No, because I don't have anything funny. I could try to help pay. What? Come on, what minute are we at again?
25. Sorry, I'm drinking this orange tea. Because I'm hoping that by hydrating, I will circumvent the hangover that's going to inevitably come from my Mountain Mama Citra Pale Ale and the Altos tequila that I poured into it.
Well, I did just think of something funny. However, I've been kind of suffering about it all day. Might as well just say it.
Yeah, give it to
us. I don't know why. I don't understand what the problem is, what I did wrong. But I've had diarrhea all day.
Really?
It's difficult to go to work all day and have diarrhea. Important conversations are interrupted by, I'm just about for a second. I run, you know, butt cheeks clenched.
You run. Sorry.
Run. What I'm saying is the running is not a graceful thing. Like if you're running without trying to hold diarrhea into your butthole, the running works a little bit better. But I'm kind of like, I don't know, it's like a guy on stilts, except there's no stilts. Like it's a really weird move. Yeah. Anyway, but I made it to the bathroom every time.
Okay,
I didn't humiliate myself too bad. I got out of every situation where it was an emergency, where I was like, can you hold on just a second? I'm going to step out. I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, two things. One, I think that, I bet you Prince was the kind of guy who could run with diarrhea gracefully. I bet you he managed that. Two, the good thing about diarrhea is that when you step out, it's over pretty quick. You're like, hit the head, floomp, and then you're like, all right, wipe, wash, and go. Right? It's not like
– That's true.
It's not like constipation where you're in there for 3 hours.
Let's face it. Well, no, let's not face it. Facing that would be disgusting. But let's understand that wiping after diarrhea ain't so bad. And then, yeah, you're right. You bounce right back into your situation.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to figure out what I did wrong, because if you have a – because I don't feel ill otherwise. This is just a digestive problem.
It just happens sometimes, dude. I mean, like just now, this is absolutely 100% true. My wife, Allison, was helping a friend whose babysitter flaked, and so she had to watch her kids for a few hours. No big deal, right? But the little girl had diarrhea too, and it wasn't associated with any kind of illness. She just ate some like weird Glow Pops or something. I don't know. So maybe you just ate a weird Glow Pop.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. There was just like maybe a little bit, not enough to make me sick, but enough to make me squirt heinous green poop out of my butthole.
Yeah.
High pressure frothing shit out of my asshole.
Yeah.
That's not pleasant, but I don't feel bad necessarily. Yeah. There must have been just enough bacteria to where my system was like, guess what? We're gonna have to wash this out. The timing is not gonna be convenient.
But no, you're right. The timing is not convenient because we did not evolve to be businessmen. But your body was like, got a problem? Gonna fix it. Done. That's good. That's your body. Efficiency.
Yeah, I've been working it out. Anyway, you asked for me to say something funny. I think diarrhea just in general, in discussion, is kind of funny.
Diarrhea is one of those things that I would love to discuss with the Duchess of Cambridge and see how far we could go before, you know, like the Royal Guard comes in and is like, all right, off with his head.
I was thinking how
– Right? You and – you and Kate Middleton are sitting there, right, at like Buckingham Palace, whatever, eating scones or whatever the fuck those people eat. And she's all like, so, I understand that you do a podcast. Perhaps you could tell me a bit about it. And you'd be like, well, last week we talked about diarrhea. Your Highness, you ever have diarrhea? I'm talking about frothing, green, high pressure, foaming, just out your... And she's like, yes, as a matter of fact, I just had a child, and the diarrhea has been exceptionally excessive. Wouldn't that be awesome if she was, like, down with the brown? And I don't mean the other kind. I mean our kind. Anyway.
And if you think that diarrhea is particularly disgusting, wait until... Have you ever had afterbirth blasted into your face? Diarrhea is nothing.
It's nothing. I tell you, I've now had 3 children, and... The third one was sloppy. Anyway, I'm stupid. This is dumb. I'm stopping this. Joe, can you do an ad for us? Do you need an intro and all that shit?
I will do an ad, but there was one more thing I wanted to say.
Okay.
Now, when you're talking about diarrhea, and I do like to tie it back to our, you know, our kind of sub-meta.
I love it when you tie diarrhea to stuff. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you can't really diarrhea. Like, what is diarrhea about diarrhea? Like, what is meta diarrhea?
Right now, we are talking about diarrhea to the point that people are going to accuse us of having diarrhea of the mouth about diarrhea. Boom. Nailed it.
That's not bad. No, well, I was just thinking, if you asked me a question, because I still – no, don't do it.
Sorry.
Stop it. Hey.
I turned it off. Go ahead.
Well, look, I deserve that because I stepped on one of your jokes earlier, and now you stepped on one of mine. And that's okay. But I'm just saying, diarrhea about diarrhea, it just occurred to me – how meta diarrhea might work on this show, and that is, and it might actually happen, because I said I've had diarrhea all day.
Yeah.
Look, a lot of shows I have to go pee. This time, all of a sudden you'll hear the chair noise.
Yeah.
I won't even be able to say anything, and you'll be on your own.
Boom.
I'm gonna have to go diarrhea. But anyway, there's also this. If you said Joe, tell me something about diarrhea, and then my answer was diarrheaing in my shorts.
Yeah.
That answer would be diarrhea about diarrhea.
There you go. You nailed it.
That's meta diarrhea, ladies and gentlemen.
Meta-rhea. Here we go.
If you've got a product that is ready for the market, but you don't know anything about marketing, don't just try to brave the advertising world on your own. You may ask, how hard can it be? I can write a few catchy lines to make my company sound good. Well, the problem is, you're likely no good at writing at all. In the ad world, that's a problem. But at Clark Marketing Solutions, we have a solution. See what I did there?
Yeah.
I'm like really good at this. And so are all of our creative people in our creative department. They just know how to create good copy. And we only charge 25 cents a line. You may call that cheap, but we call it affordable, and each line is worth almost all 25 pennies. Don't trust yourself with this stuff. Let us do the dirty work. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're trying to make an ad for Crayola crayons. Mm. Foolishly, you may write a shitty line like this. Crayola will set your child free into the colorful world of their own imagination. See? That sucks. We would write something like this. These crayons scribble a bunch of colors on paper pages, but they color things better than other coloring things, like way better. See? Now that's how you write copy. Yeah, here's another one. If you're selling Subarus, you might be tempted to write something like, the Subaru Outback hugs a turn like its tires have been reunited with the road after years of loneliness.
Wow.
How about this? Subarus are really good cars. Like, really, really good cars. Really good. Now that's a smart line, right? Okay. Now, see, here's one more. Imagine you wanted to write an ad for Dick's Sporting Goods. You probably crap out some crap like this. If you like sporting goods, you'll love Dick's. We know you love dicks. You won't be able to get enough dicks. Admit it. You think about dicks all the time. Dicks. See, that's a joke. Actually, it's a pretty good one. Not bad. Anyway, you get the idea. Clark Marketing Solutions. We're really, really good. Like, really good.
You know why I like that so much, Joe? Because it is the perfect segue into the Larco ad that they sent to me, because clearly these people hired Clark to write this copy.
They did?
Absolutely.
Larco, Larco yeah. hired Clarko. It's a Clarko ad.
It's a Clarko okay. ad. Okay, here we go. You ready? All right, here we go. All around, avenues aiming us toward annihilation, a burgeoning bounty of bellicose belligerence, a chaotic cacophony of confusion, dedicated to destroying decency, delivering death, enigmatic energies electing fools, false friends, fiendish ghouls gushing over ill-gotten gains, a hellish hierarchy of heinous illnesses inculcating injustices, injuries jeopardizing jurisprudence, killing kith and kin alike, murdering our mothers, and maniacally manufacturing any neonatal nuances needed to originate oppression, our opportunities purposely piled up and pulverized like querulous quail, quivering and rendered ridiculous. Ribaldry supplanting succor, silliness insurmountable, tenderness torn to tatters, tragedy undulating unto utter vulgarity, like virtual varicose veins worn willingly on wailing walls, warped by excited xenophobes expostulating exuberance for yakety-yak yodeling, yammering about zooming zygotes zigzagging like zombies. Sound familiar? So what's missing? Larco. Throughout the years, Larco has brought you goods and services to help you survive the A to Z horrors of modern existence. The footy hoodie, spaghetti faghetti, the Satan-proof cross, scare B&B, our exclusive game slave, retail sex therapy, the rocubator, red apron, moontan lotion, vibrating toothpaste, fiber lick on a stick, revenge soup, and dial-a-pill, just to name a few. No one else knows your needs like Larco, anticipates your whims, and offers affordable, high-quality merchandise to suit even the needs you didn't know you have. Whether it's dirty marshmallows or a backyard filled with doggy doings, Larco has a solution for every problem. We even have solutions for problems that don't exist yet. And don't worry, we're more than willing to create problems just so we can solve them. That's called being proactive. You're welcome. Larco is a proud sponsor of the Just Be Cousins podcast, the We Are Quietly Judging You podcast, the Seattle, Texas Quilting Truck Rodeo, the Davenport, Iowa Taco Castle Construction Caucus, and the Tony Danza Dances with Danzig Charity Docs and Rehabilitation Derby. Larco, if you can live without us, you call that living?
Larco!
Larco!
All right.
Clearly, Clark was all over that.
Yeah, yeah. They got Clark's best on that shit.
Do you want me to do a quick count and see how much that cost? You said 25 cents a line, right?
Yeah. Do that. Let's see. How much did that cost, Larco?
I'm going to have to do some copy. Oops, not Outlook. Why would I use Outlook to do this? I'm going to have to do some copy magic. It'll take a minute. And in the meantime, Joe, what's up? How you been?
Well, again, all day I've been having diarrhea.
Yeah.
And normally, I would say, oh, shit, I have to go pee. But this time, I want to say, oh, pee, I got to go shit.
I like
see
it.
See ya.
See ya. Oh, you're really going. Okay. So, while Joe's gone, I'll just tell you and do the math. That was 19 lines, it turns out. It was Clark people really should pay attention if they're going to write really a long line. They're still only getting a quarter for them. And it turns out that those 19 lines times 25 equals... And where is my – nobody is – oh, I put the equal sign in the wrong place. I'm using OneNote as this little shortcut where you can press a few buttons. $4.75. That ad cost $4.75. What else in these days costs $4.75? You know, there's a lot of things you can buy for $4.75. For example, if you wanted to, I don't know, go to Starbucks. Let's say you wanted to go to Starbucks and you wanted to buy a super macchiato latte, half calf, decaf with a twist of lemon and a little bit of that, you know, right in there. Yeah, that would cost you $4.75. Perhaps you wanted to buy 3.92 euros. Well, that's going to cost you $4.75. Let's go over to ccwholesaleclothing.com and see what they're going to sell us for $4.75. How about a ribbed long sleeve top? It's blue, and if the model that's modeling it comes with it, that is money well spent, my friend. You can also buy a ribbed long sleeve top in red, one in beige, one in gray, one in aqua blue marine, yellow mustard, bluish kind of red color. Purple, brown, yellow, and ooh, and here's one where it's one of those shirts that it looks like a tank top with sleeves on it. $4.75, and that is down from $5, by the way. That is a, let's see, that's a 5% savings, my friend. That is pretty, pretty sweet. For $4.75, you also get one of those Trailer Park White Trash lacy tube tops from ccclothing.com. Joe, are you back yet? And
I am back. How's it going?
I was just telling people what they can get for $4.75 because that's how much Larko played Clark for that ad.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, like we did mention this earlier. Cool thing about going diarrhea is you go do it, a couple of dabs, you know, real easy. I ran to the toilet, shat in the toilet, took care of my business, yeah. Ran from the toilet back to here.
That was literally faster than when you go pee.
Yeah.
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 Well, it's butt pee.
It's I don't know why that's funny to me.
Sounds like it.
It might be because I've been drinking beer and tequila. Okay, I've asked you five times and every single time I've interrupted myself. What are you drinking, Joe?
Yes, I am drinking, I am on my second beer.
Yeah.
It is the Ballast Point California Kolsch.
Yeah. I love Kolsch. Kolsch is, if I remember correctly, it's either an ale that's brewed like a lager or lager that's brewed like an ale. I think it's ale that's brewed like a lager. I'm going to look it up. Ballast Point is good. They make that Sculpin, don't they? Everybody loves
Sculpin. Yeah, Ballast Point is a San Diego beer, and you know that I spend a lot of time in San Diego, so I like that. Yeah. I like to support all of their many, many. Hey, you come from a place where there's a lot of really good craft beers, but you know, San Diego. Though I don't live there, spend a lot of time there, and I think that they've got a great collection of craft beer breweries.
We have one brewery here in Seattle, Texas, and unfortunately, the original name of it was Mac and Jack's. Turns out there's already a Mac and Jack's in like Portland or something. So they changed the name to Make Me Jerk. not a very good
name.
Funny,
I was going to say they must have changed the name to Jack and Whack.
That would be good. That's better than Make Me Jerk.
Hey, actually, I've got to say something about that. You always hear meh. You know, M-E-H, or you read it everywhere, and it's like, meh. Well, how do you feel about that? Well, meh. Guess what? That's the first time I've ever heard meh just completely, genuinely.
No, right away. I wasn't. Dude, don't make our listener think that I'm dissing you. It was just the way my nose happened to be next to my mouth when I breathed. It's nothing to do with
I'd like to
said.
Think that you genuinely mad me.
I did not met you.
And to me, that's a special thing, kind of like the word duh. Have you ever heard anybody say duh, like unintentionally, because they're actually had a moment of stupidity and confusion where it just came out of their mouth? Not like, oh, you thought the beast from Beauty and the Beast didn't have horns. Duh.
Did it not? I don't know. Did it? That's a callback?
Yeah, we talked about it at length. This is how good our podcast is. We talked about that at length because I told a story that it was a huge controversy between me and my friend before the internet existed. See, before the internet existed, a stupid conversation like that can go on forever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we had to go. We went to a Blockbuster Video to look for the I'm not kidding. Now you could pull out your phone and be like, you don't even have to type anything. You can pull out your phone and say, "Hey, robot, did that fucking thing have horns?" And the robot will say, "Yes, it did." Well, we had to go to a fucking Blockbuster Video and look for the cover of the video, hoping that the beast was on the cover, and he was. And fucking, I was right. He has horns.
Jesus Christ.
You don't remember that episode?
I do now, yeah, now that you reminded me with the full tale. That's awesome.
Anyway, I gotta circle back to duh, because I've heard, and I've said it, like, I've been in a conversation where I actually got, like, flummoxed and said, just with complete sincerity.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one thing to say duh and like really intentionally. It's another thing for duh to like just come tumbling out of your mouth because you're a fucking idiot.
But people say duh intentionally, ironically. They don't say duh like if somebody accidentally said duh, like you did. You didn't say duh because you were trying to indicate to the other person that they're stupid. You're trying to indicate that you're stupid, but when people do it on purpose...
No, I wasn't trying to indicate that I was stupid, but I was indicating that I was stupid.
Right, right, right.
There's a difference, and I like that. See, meh is the same thing, where, like, you can intentionally use it as a word.
Yeah.
Or you can really feel it, and it just comes bubbling out in response to what you're looking at or reading or whatever. And that's what just happened.
That's what you think happened, but... Let's be clear.
I know you're trying to be kind to me, but please.
Why would I be kind to you? You don't have boobs. Why would you? Your ass is okay, but it's not like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no Beyonce ass. Why would I be nice to you? No, it's genuine, Joe. I didn't.
You can crack an egg on my ass and then fry the egg on my fucking abs.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
You're just that call back to the bachelor party, huh? I was going to make a point, but I'm too drunk to remember what it is.
I'm just not that good looking. No, it's not like that. No, I radiate from within, inner spiritual beauty.
You got that inner beauty, and it's coming out every time you run to the toilet. We're at minute 46, Joe. You have one more AFC, I think, to get through, right? To do.
Yeah, I think you can help me with it a little bit. Let's go ahead and, again, most of the time we get to this point, I look back at what we've already done in the episode, and I realize this episode is in and of itself an argument for us to cancel the whole show.
Should I do an intro?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Please.
All right.
Sometimes dead is better.
Welcome, everyone. I will try to revive you right now.
Revive us.
With this argument for cancellation. I was going to try and work... See how shitty this is? I was going to try and work parameta into it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to revive because I'm a paramedic.
Dude, that's not fair, though. I know I'm not supposed to interrupt your argument, but you said, you see how shitty this is? You can fuck up the... AFC and use that as an excuse for your AFC. I mean, it's not, you can be like, see how shitty this is? That's like self-sabotage. It's like,
no, it's just real easy work.
Okay. Sorry.
That's what I love about arguments for cancellation. I'll draw a blank and then I'll be like, see?
Not fair.
It's just easy. There's not a whole lot of pressure when I'm arguing for the cancellation of the fucking whole program.
Fair enough.
My intro to the argument for cancellation, I think it's even better if it's rambling or goes nowhere. Fucking great. Anyway, so we kind of dipped into this before.
Yeah.
Since this is the parameta episode, I thought it would be good to kind of go into it a little bit more. And that is, what I try to do is advertise the podcast.
Yeah.
Those efforts are, I'm going to go ahead and say substandard,
yeah,
not creative. And perhaps that's representative of our show. But the least I could do is put forth ads on social media. I mean, the least I could do is lie and say and try to make people think that the show is good. Well, I can't even do that. Okay. So I'm going to go way back to some of the earliest ads. And we've been talking a lot about, okay, this is our 64th episode.
Yep.
I think this makes sense because then I don't necessarily want you to try and guess which episode it is, but just keep it in mind, like, each of these ads is for a specific episode, not for the whole show.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to start at the beginning of my efforts here.
Okay.
And not that they get better, but the first one is really fucking weak.
Well, let's hear it.
So bad. Okay. JBC gets tough on crime. Tune in tomorrow. Now, that's the crime episode. And all I could muster in terms of creativity was to say, JBC gets tough on crime. Tune in tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow. Well. All right. And I'm just going to keep going through these.
Yeah,
and you might recognize each episode. Now, you make blurbs and images for every single episode. I think they're more representative and funny and creative.
Shut your mouth.
But here's what I said. The next one that I said, what am I, a writer for Clark?
Yeah, you are.
The next one that I said is real good. Anyway.
I wish the people at home understood the deep meta of what you just did and why it's hilarious. But anyway, go ahead, Joe. Please continue.
Anyway, so sports episode is coming all over the place on Monday. Be our listener. Okay. That was our first sports episode.
Dude, you are not even convincing me. You need to. These have all been great.
That's terrible. It has nothing to do with sports. Sports episode is coming all over the place on Monday.
It's beautiful. It's like that's the Will Chamberlain of...
It has nothing to do with sports.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go. On Friday, JBC will try to understand what funny is and why they are not. Be the listener.
Okay. I like that be the listener line, but go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. I stuck with that for a while here.
Okay.
Here, you'll hear it.
Yeah.
I paid Clark to write that one. Here we go. This Friday, just because this podcast dies tragically at 27, it's a music episode. All of our listener will listen.
Okay, good. No, so far so good.
Do you like these?
I'm loving them. If you were McDonald's, I would like, love it. Yeah, I'm shutting it. Keep going. You've got 7 minutes, buddy, till we're done with this episode. So you better nail it. If you want to fucking convince me, you better. Go.
All right. Well, look, and here it is. I must looking back at this. Wow, this is very limited. My efforts were limited in creativity.
Keep going.
Just because this podcast number 28 is coming really hard in your ear, tune in Friday.
Good. Keep going.
Okay. This Friday, JBC 29 will be fresh, like poop, not cookies.
Yeah.
Okay. See, you seem to be enjoying this. Yeah. Now, you might remember this. Here's the next one. If you fondly remember Macho Man Randy Savage, do yourself a favor and never listen to Just Because It's Podcast number 29.
Wait a minute. You just did 29. The previous one is 21. Okay. You fucking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, wait. Let me look back. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what? I did two ads for the same one.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right. Yeah, fair enough. No, go ahead.
Guess what? More support
for
the shittiness of this podcast.
Okay.
Anyway, this Friday, JBC number 30 throws the book at you. You'll probably just read it, huh, nerd? Well, you're fucking really enjoying this.
I am. This is a good time for me. We should do this every episode. Keep going.
All right.
You got 5 minutes.
I'm going to go ahead and say this, but like right now, Moonshine Pete is like kind of on probation from Pauline. Like, there's been some issues.
Okay.
I won't go into that. I bet Moonshine Pete is listening.
I hope so.
In Ian's stead, because Ian stopped listening a while ago. Anyway, JBC number 32 featuring Moonshine Pete. Topic: He Who Shall Not Be Named. Tune in Friday. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do. That was our Trump episode. I'll name him. That's fuck right. him. Trump, Voldemort, Satan. Yeah. I'll say all of that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Anyway, I thought it was meh. Anyway, here's another one. If you want some more JBC, the silliness continues Friday. If you want some less, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Some more episode?
Some more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe this is going to backfire on me and people will start like actually dialing in these numbers.
I think they are. Absolutely.
Oh, here. We talked about this one last time. Watching children fight is upsetting. Listening to it is JBC number 34. Tune in now.
Oh, man. That was probably my favorite one to do. I love that episode. You were
the one where we fought the whole
time? Yeah. You. So, all right. You are not convincing me. I'm going to give you two more. And that's it.
Two more.
Two Come more. On, you get man. Two more. No, all right, three.
Oh, why? Because we're running out of time?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, let me find a good one here.
You mean a bad one?
I can. I also promised people that made comments that I would read the comments out loud, so maybe I can do that before we end the show.
We have comments?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well. Read those. I'll give you an extra minute.
No, wait. Here we go. JBC 39 is spooktaculicious astigacious. Halloween tip. When a ghost pees on you, don't worry. Your clothes won't get wet and stinky, just your soul.
Yeah.
Like dude. That one?
Yeah, I do.
You're not supposed to. I'm trying to argue for the cancellation.
Too bad, so sad.
Just because his podcast turns 40, has a pod life crisis, leaves his pod wife, shacks up with some pod bimbo 20 episodes his junior, and joins a biker gang.
Fucking genius. Did you write that or did Joe Beth Nelson write that?
Dude, Clark Solution. Clark Marketing Solution. All the fucking way.
Yeah.
If a nerd gets blown in the woods and no one is there to hear it, does he still bust a load? This and other questions are never answered in episode 45. By the way, this one had a few comments. Would you like to hear
I want to hear the comments. I do.
And these are from total goddamn strangers.
Yes. Okay.
A man named John O'Brien said, trick question. Nerds don't. Listen. He said, trick question. Nerds don't get blown in the first place. Oh, wait, I'm a nerd. Fuck.
That's awesome.
And then someone named Kenneth Catlin Sibley says, and he was trying to throw me off here, but fuck him. He said, wait, if there's no one around to hear it, then how is he getting blown?
Oh.
And then I responded right away.
Yeah.
I said, you've solved the puzzle. The nerd does bust a load, but the woman blowing him is deaf. You will be mentioned on the Christmas episode, and I didn't mention him.
Well, it's Christmas in April, so there you go, Kenneth Sibling.
That was you. Carfog. Remember you, Kenneth Catlin Sibley?
Catlin Sibley. Oh, that's so good. All right.
And then I said way later, I didn't realize this. I said, damn it, we forgot to mention you on the Christmas episode. We will mention you in the New Year's episode, which we did not. Which
we didn't. But we mentioned him on the pre-Cinco de Mayo episode. So
the pre-para-sub-meta episode.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is the first time.
So can I just real quick do this? Because
I think you just didn't. Fucking convinced me.
You didn't convince me. But I wanted to say this real quick. When we get famous and we start getting sued for stealing music, I'm really going to miss that bass line right there. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, I know. Somebody was talking to me about that earlier. Like,
yeah.
Once you guys have to worry about you know, licensing and shit, you're gonna have to come up with all new shit. And I'm like, yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay, that's but okay. I'm still gonna miss it.
But I am gonna miss the Black Sabbath.
Yeah. Pretty good. Well, you shouldn't. Ah, you said it.
And
now
the Roixop, by the way, that's gonna go away.
Dude, quit giving away. I mean, it'd be harder for them to find us if you didn't. Joe.
Roixop, Vision One, recorded it. Oh.
Oh man, too much fun, too much fun. So yeah, you didn't convince me in the least. I love those. Keep doing them, or keep getting Clark Solutions to do them, or whatever. I don't give a fuck. Just do it because those were awesome. Those are better than the show. You know what? Our show is 60 plus minutes of chicanery just so you can write these awesome fucking blurbs on Facebook. And if people don't like it, they can kiss my butt. Kiss my big old butt, my big fat
white
butt.
Well, let me tell you, though.
Pimples on it.
Thank you for all of that.
It's very weak.
I thought you'd be disappointed, but you feel good about it.
Yeah.
But your blurbs, look, I think it was last episode or the episode before. I spent a lot of time stroking you about your talents. Like, it almost became a little uncomfortable. Maybe it was comfortable for you. It certainly was for me. But listening back to it, it was uncomfortable for everybody, including me, Andy.
I was very comfortable.
I do want to say these little blurbs that I put out there, I think are disappointing, but, anybody that listens to the podcast or is wanting to listen more or like look into the podcast a little bit more, go on to the website specifically and read the blurbs that Jason writes, because that goes into, if you want to choose an episode, Jason will give you an idea of like what's actually happening on the episode, and you'll be like, oh, I want to listen to that one. And the image will help too.
That's nice of you to say, and you're a kind soul, but the truth of the matter is I should hand over the Twitter account to you, because your blurbs are tight. They're tight in a way that if I were to describe it misogynistically, people would be disgusted but also would get it. That's how tight they are.
I wanted to tell you my efforts lately. I'm still writing blurbs, but, and I should have thought of this a long time ago, but I'm now putting your images in tandem with my blurbs.
I saw that.
And I'm getting a lot more website clicks, and that's all I want.
Nice.
Don't like, don't comment. I don't give a shit. Click the link.
Yeah.
We want a cult following.
Cult following. We want to be like the Reverend Moon. We want people. We want Moonies, but not Moonies. But we're gonna call our cult people, Joe. Like,
I have a couple things to say.
We call them cousinies, justies,
cousinites,
JBCers, JBACs.
I started a group called the JBC All Stars.
There you go. All right.
On the remember, we had the JBCC, but those are people that are only on the show. The Just Becausens Committee, that's different.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll think of something. You know, here's what I'd like to have happen. Anybody who is a member of the cult, give us names on, respond to the blurbs with names saying, I want to be called a cousin, or I want to be called a justie or whatever. And,
oh, shit. So now, I told, well, Jo Beth Nelson, who is a fucking bitch,
wow.
She is, but she did promise that if somebody commented on this one thing that they would be mentioned on the podcast. That's going to be my screamy thing, okay?
Your screamy thing?
Yeah, my screamy thing at the end. You know how I scream?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to turn it up then, and you can scream. All right, okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jason.
On behalf of Joe Neal and on behalf of Jason Mark, this is JBC. Good night.
This is from Nathan Kester. Go screw yourself! LOL. Cry, laugh, thumbs up, angry. I say meh, you say duh.